From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In the world of film, the Cannes Film Festival is behind us, so we can now turn our attention to the red meat of summer, blockbusters. Studios have filled their summer schedules with potential crowd pleasers, almost 100 before Labor Day. Our critic Bob Mondello has this selective preview.
Besting last year, the year of the Avengers is going to take some box office magic. So let's start with Now You See Me, the story of four magicians who wow Las Vegas with quite an act.
Ladies and gentlemen,
for our final trick,
we are going to rob a bank.
Your bank was the distraction while they set up the real trick.
Now You See Me is part bank heist, part detective flick, part thriller, and pretty much all fun. And it's not the only film this summer obsessed with theft. There are the documentaries We Steal Secrets, the story of WikiLeaks, and Smash and Grab, about stealing the Pink Panther diamonds. Also, Sofia Coppola's fact-based Bling Ring, about valley girls who get caught stealing from celebrities and are less than contrite, even when they're facing jail time.
I think this situation is a huge learning lesson for me, to grow and expand as a spiritual human being. I want to lead a country one day, for all I know.
Uh-huh. If all that emphasis on unabashed thievery makes this sound like the summer of the steel, well, it's also the summer of the Man of Steel, a darker look at Superman from the folks who previously darkened his DC Comics buddy, Batman.
My father believed that if the world found out who I really was, they'd reject me. He was convinced that the world wasn't ready. What do you think?
Oh, I think we're ready. Man of Steel will be joined at the multiplex by other larger-than-life heroes, notably Wolverine, who will do battle with a bad guy known as Silver Samurai, and in the sci-fi flick Pacific Rim, some enormous soldier-piloted robots who take on giant aliens from the deep.
Today we face the monsters that are at our door! Today we are canceling the apocalypse!
Speaking of the apocalypse, the world as we know it has already ended several times this spring at the multiplex, and it's going to end again and again.
Daddy, what's martial law?
In World War Z, it ends with zombies.
We've lost the East Coast. Moscow's still dark. Life as we know it will come to an end in 90 days.
In After Earth, it's already come to an end, our world having been human-free for about 1,000 years.
Everything on this planet has evolved to kill humans.
Then there are the comedy Armageddons. In Rapture Palooza, the world ends with jokes.
What is that?
I think it's raining blood.
Oh, well, that's great. Now it's all smeared.
Friends in The World's End encounter aliens on what may be the last pub crawl ever.
What the hell is this? Why are we even here?
We are here to get annihilated.
And in This Is the End, a bunch of Hollywood comedians party like there's no tomorrow, only to discover there's kind of no tomorrow.
I think it's the apocalypse. It's all in here.
And he opened the bottomless pit.
The sinkhole? Every single time I turn on the news, sinkhole in South America, a bunch of South Americans getting sucked into the ground.
Sinkhole de Mayo.
Other summer comedies are less apocalyptic, more odd couple-ish. The guys from The Wedding Crashers trying to crash Google, for instance, in The Internship.
Your interns?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Deal with it.
You're so old, though.
There's also a feminine twist to the odd couple buddy cop genre in The Heat, starring Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
I can't hold you.
He's all right, right? Metal car broke his fall?
And perhaps the oddest odd coupling this summer? The creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets Shakespeare. Writer-director Joss Whedon had some downtime after making The Avengers last year. So in his living room with some actor friends...
Oh, God, sir. I cannot endure my lady tongue.
He shot a black and white modern dress, Much Ado About Nothing.
If you three will minister assistance, I will bring Signor Benedict and the Lady Beatrice into a mountain of affection.
Shakespeare appealing to the Buffy and Avengers crowd? Well, odder things have happened. And one of those odder things is the subject of the summer's most unorthodox documentary, The Act of Killing, which finds a bizarrely showbizzy way to examine the slaughter of more than 1 million Indonesians. The Indonesian military was never called to account for the barbarism that brought it to power 4 decades ago. So when the filmmakers asked former death squad leaders to reenact their mass murders for the camera... They did the unthinkable and said yes, reimagining their crimes as scenes from westerns, musicals, and so forth.
Huh?
A more conventional documentary, 20 Feet from Stardom, takes a look not at the music industry's superstars, but at their backup singers.
It is my honor to induct into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and about time to Miss Darlene Love.
Love spent a lifetime shining brighter than many a headliner, 20 Feet from Stardom. But enough of films for adults. Summer's also a time for kids, which means animated sequels involving Smurfs in Smurfs 2. Minions in Despicable Me 2. And Monsters in Monsters University.
I'm going to scare circles around you this year.
As well as some original characters in a Cars spin-off called Planes, and Turbo, about a snail who decides to enter the Indy 500.
Slow down for a second!
Are you kidding? I'm never going slow again!
For slightly older kids, there are outsider sagas about the awkwardness of adolescence. In The Way, Way Back, a shy boy finds acceptance during a summer spent working at a water park.
What are you doing over here talking to us?
Well, maybe, Roddy, if you guys hadn't called me over here.
Please let your lady friend know that this conversation was entirely about her.
And in The Kings of Summer, some suburban teenagers get so fed up with life at home that they spend their vacation building a house in the woods.
This is the side of our new house, man.
What, like a tree house?
No, like a real house. No parents, no one telling us what to do. We make the rules.
According to the rules of summer, these smaller films only have to do okay, while Hollywood pins its real box office hopes on popcorn pictures, big action movies, this year including the likes of Two Guns, with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg as undercover agents who usually work solo.
Well, like we're working together?
No, not like we're working.
Yeah.
No, like we're working in the same area code.
White House Down, the summer's second terrorist takeover of the presidential mansion.
We're holding the president in the library.
You mean Mr. President?
The sci-fi epic Elysium, in which Matt Damon leads a populist rebellion.
We're going to break into the most heavily guarded place in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
And The Lone Ranger, reimagined by the Pirates of the Caribbean team with Johnny Depp as Tonto.
Horse says you are a spirit walker. A man who has been to the other side and returned. A man who cannot be killed in battle. Something very wrong with that horse.
Hi-ho, summer away. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR News.